read it, and I don't know where in the world I go to from there. But you stay with us and you pray for us. But I don't want to cut your testimony off. I don't want to cut your songs off. You got something weighing heavy on your heart. By the time I get through with you, the devil might have talked you clean out.
Amen.
Amen. So
mind the Lord. Amen.
You may need to mind the Lord. And even while I'm a preacher, if you want to hit the floor with me, that's all right too. Hey, I'm in there. I'm in there. And it won't bother me a bit. I'm going to tell you a story in the Bible. In the book of Psalms, I don't know when, but I read this through. Not too been too long ago, but it don't matter. I learned a long time ago, if all four of us, all five of us preaches, all four of us, these boys preaches, and I'm next, and if the Lord lays a message on my heart, I don't care if every one of them's read the scripture, I ain't got more sense than go for it. That's what His will is.
Amen.
People are trying to establish their own righteousness.
Amen.
But we need to obey what the Lord wants us to do. Listen to this. 142nd chapter of the book of Psalms. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, when Thou knowest my pain, in the way wherein I walked, how they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto Thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Now, I'm here to tell you today that our refuge of this world and this flesh will fail us every time. The psalmist David said, whenever I cried unto Thee with my voice,
amen.
With my voice I made my supplication unto Him. Whenever I poured out my complaint before Him, He said, refuge fail me. Nobody cared for me. Today, there's nobody cares for you. Maybe just a little bit. What we would do for them. What we would give them. But our real refuge is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I can see a man. The Lord said to Jonah, one day He said, I want you to go. To Nineveh, I want you to preach for me. Listen today. Jonah, he went and paid his fare and he sent out another way. But whenever he got in trouble, he was there down in the bottom of the ship. And the storm was raging. He found himself in trouble. But nobody but the Lord in which he cried from the belly of the whale. The refuge was through the Lord Jesus Christ. My. You know, I can go on and on. I can find people down through the Bible whenever they got in trouble. And the refuge of this world failed them. It will fail you. Tonight I can see a little lady. For 12 long years, she had spent all that she had on physicians. Well, listen. and they fell. There was no help. But she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I could be made whole. I let some refuge. I was just a prayer away. Listen to that. I can see Jesus. I one time come out of a chill, and he went his way into the mountain, and there met him a man. Our brother was in trouble. He had his dwellings in the tomb and in the mountains, and nobody cared for this man. Listen, the devil had him wrapped up. Listen, bound with chains and with fetters. Listen, he could. Himself was stoned. He was in trouble. Whenever he saw Jesus, he had a refuge that would deliver him from all his trouble. I'm here to tell you tonight, maybe you have sorrow, you have trouble, you have everything that's coming against you today. But I'm here to tell you that refuge through the Lord Jesus Christ is the only refuge that we have. Our nation, our country is in trouble tonight, in confusion tonight. We have a refuge. And he's waiting with outstretched arms.
Amen.
He said, just come to me. Oh, listen, I can find people all down across the pages of this book that whenever he come on the scene, the devil had to go, sickness had to go, cancer had to go, refuge lays in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
He's a very blessed help in a time of trouble. If you ever had any trouble, listen and turn to the Lord tonight. That's what these men down through the Bible do. They turn to the Lord. And Psalm David said, thou art our refuge and our portion in the land of the living. He's a very pleasant help in the time of trouble. Listen. Refuge. Boy, I tell you what, every song I just kind of fit in. I was a refuge of the Lord. And the Eric sung a song. He depended on a lot of people. He depended on Judas. He said he depended on Paul. He depended on me and you to carry his gospel to a lost and dying world. Listen, and that refuge fell me. But he said, when I poured out my complaint before him, when I showed him, when he knew my trouble, listen, and he's the only one that is really able to deliver us from this sin, that cursed world tonight.
Amen.
This world is full of trouble and full of sorrow. But refuge through the Lord Jesus Christ is the only refuge that we have.
Amen.
The devil will promise you anything and do nothing. Yes. Listen. And we'll try to make it on our own. Listen, I hear people say, maybe they get upset with the church, or they get out of fellowship with God. I've even heard them say, I can make it on my own. Brother, they can. I right down through the doorways of hell. Listen, they'll make their way if they ain't careful, because refuge of this world will fail us every time. You have the few scattering marks tonight. Maybe one of these other boys has something. I don't know what to have on their heart. And maybe you ain't even a preacher, but if you have something tonight, you need to deliver tonight. You need to deliver it. Listen, who am I to say that you can't do this or that? You need to testify. You need to sing. One of you boys need to read some scripture or preach tonight. You might have the very word. Listen, that Jesus is wanting you to say. Anybody? Anybody? Got a word?
Hallelujah.
Refuge.
Are you building up on your own refuge? Listen. Brother David, can I get some?
159.
Amen. Praise the Lord, let's stand. You have a need to come to the altar tonight. I just slip out and come. But refuge of this world will fail you. Let's come and fellowship with you.
Live in the low in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along,
come on, keep it coming.
Where can I go?
Amen.
Where can I go?